Flocks of birds that call the east coast of Ireland their home can relish in the news that their habitat is now a protected place. A special protection area has been allocated to marine life off the Wexford coast to protect 20 species of seabirds. The protected area is issued under the EU Birds Directive, which aims to conserve all wild birds in the EU by setting out rules for their protection, management and control, and covers birds, their eggs, nests and habitats. To explain the SPA in greater detail is Fair Seas campaign coordinator Dr. Donal Griffin.
There are SPAs, special protected areas in Ireland, and there are also SPAs in pretty much every EU member state that has a coastline and has a marine element and waters. So these are types of marine protected areas that protect specifically birds and seabirds, and the SPAs that we have at sea protect lots and lots of different species and populations, important species of seabirds. And the really fantastic thing about SPAs actually is that they're born out of EU legislation, so that Ireland can designate them as an EU member state. But they are dedicated to the science. So you can only designate or create a new SPA based on the scientific or the ecological need. So that's really fantastic, because it means that the areas where SPAs end up being designated is the place where it can benefit these species the most. The other side of that then, though, is that unlike some other types of marine protected areas that we have in Ireland and across Europe and the world, is that they don't then consider social or economic impact. So under the EU SPA legislation, social and economic impact cannot be a factor in deciding where these SPAs go. So, I mean, it's good that it's for the benefit of the birds and the seabirds that need it, but then there is that missing element then of, well, how do we account for it's an impact of these areas on local communities, on socially, economically, on businesses, industry, all those sorts of things. So it's off the back of at least four or five other designations in the last 18 months by Minister Noonan and the government, and that they're to be absolutely welcomed. We've actually gone from around 2.1% coverage of marine protected areas in Ireland, and that includes SACs, special areas of conservation, and these types of SPAs altogether. Right up to now, you know, 18 months later, we're nearly at 10%. I think we're in around 9.4%. So this increase in designation is absolutely fantastic and really good news. But then there is what we also need is the management, the proper management of these sites, to ensure that these sites actually do deliver the conservation benefits and the scientific and the ecological benefit to those species that I mentioned, to make sure that they are actually delivered on the ground. So the designation is a big first step, but then a bigger and really important step then to come after is to make sure that these sites are managed properly. So it's really good news.
This sea protected area is one of the largest in Ireland and bigger than the county of Wexford. These specific waters are home to some of our rarest and threatened birds, such as the red-throated diver, the razorbill and the puffin. So why do they call Wexford home?
The reason why this area is so important for seabirds is because so many of them in such a large abundances appear, you know, either seasonally or actually there all year round. Some of them, so, you know, in terms of some of the species that I mentioned there, you know, you have kittiwake, rosy tern, Mediterranean gulls, puffins down there as well, guillemots, razorbills. You know, you have all these species, and they're already there in large numbers, and then around the Salty Islands there, that is already an SPA, a much smaller one, and many of them breed down there, and they forage down there, so they get their food down there, and they spend, you know, a large percentage of their year, if not all of the year, their residence down there. So this SPA actually extends the original Salty Island SPA and makes it actually one big large unit of an SPA, and that's actually really good, because it protects it then, it has the potential then to protect it from not just the seabirds, but also a really important thing for seabirds is what they eat, so what they forage on. So you can protect certain areas for the seabirds in terms of where they, maybe they nest or where they roost or, you know, where they spend their time. But you also need to protect the areas in which they feed, because if they're not able to feed properly in and around where they live, essentially, then that's not going to have good conservation outcomes in the long term. So it's great to protect the seabirds where they are, but then you also need to protect all around there where they actually feed.
This new SPA brings Ireland's marine protected areas up to just 10%, which is still quite small on the grand scale of things, considering the country is surrounded by the sea. However, Ireland aims to increase marine protected areas to 30% by 2023, with legislation due to be drafted last year, which was deferred. So where are we now in the process?
The government has made great strides in advancing this new marine protected area bill. So this would be new legislation that would allow Ireland to designate new types of marine protected areas under national law. And the SPA we just talked about is a type of marine protected area under EU law. We believe that we were going to see the first iteration of that bill, that the bill, the forthcoming bill, would be published before Christmas. Unfortunately, that timeline has slipped now, and we are looking at a new timeline of before March. There's no use having a bill that isn't going to be able to effectively designate and implement these marine protected areas. We don't want to end up in a state where we have what are known as paper parks, where we have the designation on a map and in terms of boundaries, but you know, it's not actually having a benefit to the to nature and the species and habitats in that area. So we want the bill to be introduced as soon as possible, and we want the bill to be as strong and ambitious and as effective as possible too. And that's a core part of our work, ensuring that that happens.
For more information on marine wildlife conservation initiatives and updates, you can visit fairseas.ie. Tune in next week for another episode of Ours to Protect.